I want to talk about David Beckham, and of course yesterday was transfer window deadline day in the footballing world, and David Beckham stealing the limelight as he moves to Paris at 11 o'clock last night. The football transfer window closed. The Premier League clubs apparently this time splashing out £130 million since the 1st of January. But the big news: David Beckham going to Paris. And the most interesting aspect of all of this is the announcement that he'll play for free. His weekly wage will be going to charity. Joining me, local football commentator, former manager, former player Liam Beckett, also Kevin Garside from The Independent. Kevin, as you sat on transfer deadline day and saw this unravel, surprised at some of the details, taken aback a little bit?
No, I'm not surprised. I think it's a brilliant PR coup for Beckham. But you know, he's sold as the idea that he's doing something charitable and playing for nothing. But I mean, listen, I'm not an accountant. I don't know how these things work. But I'm sure image rights. He said nothing about image rights and everything else. And you know, the idea that one of the richest families on earth, richer than God, I think, was one book by David Conn from The Guardian about the Abu Dhabi owners of Manchester City. Well, these are Qataris, just as wealthy, owners of Paris Saint-Germain. Money's no object. It'd be interesting to know what percentage of the package or Beckham's earnings that are actually going to the charity. But listen, you know, it's a benevolent move, and some charity in Paris is going to be great. But, you know, you can't divorce this from a PR move from a club that's got 15 games left and that Beckham's not even going to be fit for a month. So, you know, I mean, what's it all about? It's not football.
Liam, are you sceptical, or do you take it at face value and applaud Beckham for what he's done?
No, I applaud it, Joel. I think we all agree that he's in the twilight of his career. And to be honest, I think it's... I agree with Kevin in some respects. I think it's very much a marketing ploy. And I also think it will definitely put bums in seats at Paris Saint-Germain. It will also sell a lot of merchandise, and everybody will want the Beckham brand. He's a global brand now, David Beckham. But it's also a nice gesture. You know, footballers get their fair share of abuse in terms of the wages they earn. There's no doubt he's an extremely wealthy man. But to give that to, I think it's going to a local children's charity in Paris. And I applaud him for that because, you know, they are very wealthy professional footballers at the top level. It's a nice gesture, I think.
I think we're all sort of cynical, aren't we, Kevin, when we hear something like this? And you know, my immediate thought was, right, you know, look at how it's phrased, and he won't be picking up a salary or wages. There must be image rights then somewhere, or maybe it's a signing on fee. But, you know, the Daily Telegraph this morning even saying that, you know, sources close to the former England captain are saying that David Beckham, quote, will not earn a penny from Paris Saint-Germain, but during his 5 month contract. So are we suggesting then, perhaps, or is it being overly cynical to say, come and play for us for 5 months, there could be other things that you may end up doing for us in future years?
I think the beautiful, I wouldn't call it a sleight of hand because that's a bit cynical, but it's a business ploy. And I agree with Liam. Look, you know, kids, underprivileged kids in Paris are getting a wedge of dough. How can you not applaud that? But look, this is not about football. It is absolutely nothing to do with the football. Look at it from a Qatari point of view. Most people couldn't tell you where the place is for a start. You know, it's an island. It's an island off the coast of Saudi Arabia. But no one could tell you where Qatar is. It's a huge look. What the amount of money that the Qataris are putting into state building of getting them on the map abroad, the bidding for the World Cup.
Paris Saint-Germain, in your view, Kevin, is basically a vehicle to lead brand Beckham to Qatar.
It's brand Qatar as much as brand Beckham, and Beckham is the vehicle along with Paris Saint-Germain for building brand Qatar, and that is absolutely what this is about. And you know, selling it as a benevolent move from a bloke who's playing for nothing is really a sleight of hand in a sense. But there are beneficiaries.
Do you think, Liam, anybody believes David Beckham when he says in the press conference, you know, it's always been for me about playing football? You know, Kevin's made the point he probably won't even be fit for a month, and they only have 14 or 15 games left, and the suggestion's already been made that he'll probably only play in league games and he won't be playing in the Champions League for Paris Saint-Germain.
No, I think Kevin's right. I think there's a method in his madness, Joel. I do think he's looking at the bigger picture, but he'll take a game now. Obviously, they're leading the league. He'll possibly end up with the league winner's medal. There's only so many games left, as you rightly say. He won't be fit for a month. Certainly, it's a market employee. Yes, as we all know, he's a global brand. And I think there's a method in his madness. Yes, he'll be looking beyond the final when the 5 months contract expires. But, no, I applaud him because I think that the children that are going to benefit, I'm all for that. I love people that do things for charity. And I think footballers in general could do a lot more.
It actually does restore, maybe in a way, but people's faith in yes. footballers, Kevin. And you know, I've never met David Beckham, but I have to say, any time I see him or hear from him, he strikes me as being a very nice fella, a nice lad, well-mannered, always says the right thing. Maybe he's just being a nice lad, a nice bloke, and he just feels that this is something that he wants to do. Maybe we've got it all wrong.
Well, no, listen, I think that's absolutely a part of it. And we have to recognise that, as Liam says. It's a great gesture. And we have to, you know, it would be churlish to knock a bloke who's giving 150 grand a week to a children's charity. How can you attack that? And I can give you this anecdote. Remember the time when Beckham swallowed the shoe from Fergie in the middle of a match? He did something and Fergie lobbed the shoe at him.
The FA Cup tie against Arsenal, yes.
Was that what it was? And he bashed his eyebrow up. Well, the Monday following that weekend, I was due to attend a filming of a video, some kind of ad campaign for Vodafone, because they were the sponsors of Manchester United at the time. And I got a call late on Sunday night saying it was off. Because of this incident. And a couple of days later, I met the people at Vodafone and I said, how did it go? And they said, you know what? Beckham came in and he was so nice to everybody and he shook the hand of everybody, no matter how low, even all the production assistants, and he was so down to earth. So there's no doubt that Beckham is a nice bloke and that his instincts here, he's serving his own instincts as a nice bloke in this charitable thing. But at the same time, he's got a management team behind him like you wouldn't believe, and this is all part of that as well. You can't divorce the two.
Right, well listen, but before we go, we've got up until 10:30, so Liam Beckett, Peter Ottamwingie, last night, decides to get in the car and drive to Queen's Park Rangers because he really wants to go there. He wants to leave West Brom, and then he gets there, and it would appear that perhaps... Harry Redknapp said? The wires got crossed. Have you ever seen anything like it in your life?
The most bizarre thing I've ever seen, Joe. And I would imagine he's probably drove a fair distance from the Midlands down from West Brom down to the training area at Queen's Park Rangers. Would you not love to be a fly on the wall this morning in the dressing room at QPR when he arrives back for training after having done his best to seal a move to QPR? Absolutely bizarre.
I mean, the West Brom are saying this morning, Kevin, that they believe he's acted unprofessionally. But I mean, how's this all going to end? Do you see an agent's hand in this, trying to force a move?
You can't but smile, can you? I mean... You could, you know, as Richard Littlejohn in the Mail says over here, you couldn't make it up. I mean, Harry Redknapp, bless him, he's the only bloke who could get wires crossed in the wireless age. You know, there aren't any wires anymore. You know, listen, everybody knew what was going on here, and they just didn't pull it off. He wanted to go to QPR for more money. QPR are throwing money at 12 million quid for Samba. I mean, come on. They're lobbing money in all directions. They nicked Loic Remy from Newcastle, didn't they? They're desperate, and they wanted Ottamwingie because he can stick it in the onion bag, and he's 32 years old. He wants to go for more money. It's as simple as that. Now, he's contracted to West Brom. They said no, end of story, but they were so desperate to pull it off, they tried a stunt, and it failed.
And bless poor old Mario. Liam, people will maybe say in a footballing sense, Manchester City have done the best bit of business in the window in terms of actually getting anywhere near £20 million for Mario Balotelli. But in the minute or so that's left, will you miss him?
No, I won't miss him, Joe. I think he's a fabulous footballer, but I think he'd done absolutely nothing for the image of the game.
Who else is going to let fireworks off in their bathroom whenever just before a big game?
Well, I know sometimes when we're on holiday, you know, we're guilty of some misendeavours, but no, I think that he has been a slight to the game, to be honest with you. I think he's an appalling role model for young aspiring footballers. He's a tremendous talent, but you've got to balance that with a certain amount of credibility, and I think he lacked that.
Kevin, we've only got about 20 seconds, but I'm sure you and your colleagues will miss him.
We'll miss the camouflage Bentley, that is for sure. but ultimately, Balotelli failed because he didn't do it on the pitch, and that ultimately defines you as a footballer.
Excellent. Well, we'll see who does it on the pitch between now and the end of the season. If all this money at Queen's Park Rangers is going to keep them up, we shall see.